I have entitled this video, What's Important? What's Important? There's so many things that we have to accomplish in our lives. We have to keep food on the table. We have to keep the wolf away from the door. We have to pay our electric bills, our water bills, our taxes. Good morning, Facebook as well. The title of this video, What is Important? What's Important? So we have to provide for our family food, clothing, and shelter. And we have to, there's certain things that we have to do. We have to pay our taxes. We have to pay our real estate taxes. We have to pay our personal property taxes. We have to keep our vehicles licensed and insured, and on and on and on. But in reality, the question that I have for us this morning is, what is really important? What is the most important thing in our lives? You know, we can worry about this and worry about that, wring our hands, get all stressed out. But if we're resting in Christ, our priorities are correct if we're resting in Christ. Has God given us the knowledge of His Son? Has God shown us the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary? Has God showed us that the foolishness of this world is merely vanity and strife and contention? Have we been shown that vanity, vanity, all is vanity, saith the preacher? Are we striving for things that are going to pass away? This world and all of its treasures are going to burn up. Only Christ and His people will stand for eternity. Paul said, I would have you know nothing other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Have we heard that prophet, Jesus Christ? For Moses truly said unto the fathers, Prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Well, it's an important thing to realize whose we are, that we're blood-bought, and that our focus should be on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. This is what's really important in life. 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us for who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. In the heavenly places, far above all principality and might, power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. This is what's really important this morning and every morning. Our focus should be on Christ. It's so easy to get our minds on everything else, the things of this world. Ephesians 1 tells us that Ephesians 1:4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us for who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Well, this morning, the question is, what is truly important? What is truly important? All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by His eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice, slain from the foundation of the world. It was decreed that He would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above. God's people are secured forever by His eternal love. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way, and let us remember, always remember what's really important in our lives. And the most important thing is our relationship with Jesus Christ. God bless.